makes London so wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't grow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's kinds of them digging for gold in the street. At least, when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. He's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today as I walked down the strand. Sure, he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we stood there and talked of the days that were gone, sure, the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's longing like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, Asher, never mind, with wonderful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as O'Loughlin remarked with regards to the same. But if at those roses you happen to sip, sure, the color would all come away on your lips. So I'll wait, for my wild rose is waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't grow potatoes, nor barley, there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least, when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountain.
A group I don't know an awful lot about, but singing one of my favourite Irish songs, The Mountains of Mourne, written by Percy French there. That was a group called Irish Mist. Now, we began the programme with one of Ireland's most popular girl groups. And here we've got one of Ireland's most popular boy bands, the High Kings. And they're indulging in a little bit of Christmas camaraderie. Let's have a listen.
Well, I tell you, Martin, I don't have any Santa this year. I've been up and down the streets trying to find my own presents.
Well, I hope you got me something nice at least.
Ah, sure, you get you something small if you're good.
Sure, lads, why don't we sing a song? We can worry about it afterwards.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's here. when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake.
I hope you're listening, Brian.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list or checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming to town.
You know, guys, I still can't figure out what to get them this year.
Sure, you could do what I do. Sing him a song.
Yeah, maybe that and a surprise.
Well, I better get the chimney cleaned at least.
Yeah, and get that glass of something ready for Santa. He gets very thirsty, you know.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, that Bimber, eh?
Fading away, doing their own thing there, the High Kings. Santa Claus is coming to town with a bit of an Irish backing there. I like the instrumentals going on behind them there. Now it's time for another of our emails. Now, and this comes in from Pat. Now, Pat, I know, is a guy, because the last time I mentioned it, I said I wasn't quite sure whether Pat was a man or a woman. He is definitely, he's written to me and he says, Joe, I'm definitely a guy and I live in the UK. I listen to Sounds Irish when I can. I don't get it every week. But like you, Joe, I'm a big Dermot O'Brien fan. And I know you do play Dermot a lot. But as it's coming up to Christmas, I wonder if you'd play a special request for me on Sounds Irish. Just for me, Pat. For no one else. Pat, I'm playing it for you and for every other listener listening to me around the world. Joe, could you play Dermot O'Brien singing Dublin Town in 1962 and tell us a little about it, if you will? Okay, Pat, first of all, in Dublin Town in 1962 was a thriving town. It was at the height of the showband era here in Ireland. In fact, I was coming towards the end of my stint with the Jack Ruan band at the time. We were a showband and we were touring around Ireland, England and the US and playing Irish music and playing, well, lots of different types and styles of music. But in 1962, Dermot wrote this song about his life. Dermot was a fine musician. He played accordion, he sang, and he was a good songwriter. I had the privilege of knowing Dermot. He's gone to God now. I had the privilege of knowing Dermot as a friend. And he wrote the song telling his life story. And just one or two little bits of explanation, because it may be going above people's heads, some of the things he says. We danced in Cleary's. Cleary's is a huge store in O'Connell Street in Dublin, the main street in the capital. And this is a huge store. In those days, it's no longer so, but in those days, although Cleary's is still here as a big store, in those days they had a large ballroom over the store in which all the big bands used to play. In fact, I played in it quite a number of times. And he talks about in the park, courting in the park. The park was the Phoenix Park. And he tells his story of how he and his wife met, and then they fell in love and they got married and the family came along. And eventually they went to seek their fortune abroad. And it tells the story of his life, Dermot O'Brien's life, in Dublin in 1962. And the chorus, "Oh, those days are sunny, and those skies were blue, in Dublin town in 1962. Dermot O'Brien.
Kids say, "Dad, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things used to do." So I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. For how could I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue, in Dublin town 1962. Climbed the hill of hope and down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park when the lights glowed in the dark, danced in Cleary's and the Metropole till two. We crossed the Halfpenny Bridge at eventide. It felt so good to have you by my side. And we watched the mailboat sail, paper boys cried, "Herald and Mail," in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue, in Dublin town in 1962. Many more, we kissed it all goodbye, sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea, that's been good to you and me, where our children play as we once used to do. While my kids say, "Dad, that's really quite a tale. We can see you have the spirit of the gale. And we know there's no regret, and we're very glad you met in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962.
Dermot O'Brien, Dublin, 1962. And believe you me, friends, in 1962, Dublin was a great place to be. Pat, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. My favourite Dermot O'Brien track. Well, maybe not. I don't know. It's open to debate. I could listen to Dermot O'Brien all day. Dermot O'Brien, an icon in the Irish music scene. Another icon in the Irish music scene for many years was Joe Dolan. Joe hailed from a town called Mullingar, which is in the Midlands of Ireland, and he formed a band called The Drifters. He was about 19, and there were some wonderful musicians in that band, including the Swarbrick Brothers. Now, they later on went to produce some wonderful songs, record some great tracks. But Joe stayed with The Drifters for quite some time and then went out on a solo career. He had a hit in the UK charts in the 60s with a song called Make Me an Island. I'm not going to play you that track because, I want to play you my favourite Joe Dolan track. Joe was known, and I saw it written somewhere in one of the English music papers, as Ireland's Elvis Presley. Now, come on, I have to differ strongly on that because, well, Joe was a far better singer than Elvis Presley. He gyrated like Elvis and leapt around the stage and drove women berserk with his actions. But off the stage, Joe was a quiet young man. I had the good fortune to meet him on a number of occasions because he did quite a lot of work for charity. Joe had a voice that was very unusual. It was a very high register. In fact, I put him in the same sort of niche as Demis Roussos. And in fact, he could sing a lot of Demis Roussos songs. I often felt he was suited to sing Greek material, but that was Joe Bollard just being Joe Bollard. I want to play for you now Joe Dolan's interpretation of the song Silent Night.
Holy night, share
get the sort of Demis Roussos feeling about that particular rendering of Silent Night from Joe Dolan. Maybe on next week's programme or the programme after that, I'd play you one of Joe's up-tempo numbers. But that, Silent Night. Now, on last week's programme, I played you Trudy Lawlor and her mother singing, was it When I Grow Too Old to Dream? Here we have Trudy. She's on her own because her mother's gone out for chips and she's got that Christmassy feeling again. Talented, Trudy Lawlor, and I've got that Christmas feeling again. Now, the Irish Rovers can always be guaranteed to come up with a good song. Now, I'm a big fan of the Irish Rovers, but it's only over the last couple of years that I've become a big fan because I didn't always have an awful lot of their material, but they really are talented group. This song, and again, how many times on Sounds Irish have you heard me say, my dad used to sing this. My dad taught me the chorus of this song when I was about 9, I think, and I used to sing it. And I was a bit of a hero at school because I used to make them laugh because I used to sing this. They thought it was very funny. They thought I'd written it. Well, if I was honest, I told them I did. But here the Irish Rovers are telling us all about Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake. I think this is one of those Irish-American vaudeville songs. Not sure about that, taking a wild guess on it. But here, the Irish Rovers and a bit of fun.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, But really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw, but Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine summer cake. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Hackle-hooly, she says, you're not in, try a little bit more to make cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and my stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine summer cake. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, and all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
There were caraway seeds in abundance, would build up a fine stomach ache. You would kill a man twice if you had gave him a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. I can just hear my dad, God rest him. One of the most popular country and Irish artists in Ireland and in the US at the moment is Mike Denver. He has a fine way of producing songs. It's rather, well, the only way I can describe this is Irish Cajun. Now, if there's such a thing, this is Mike Denver with his contribution to our Christmas programme.
Well, Christmas time is a-coming, Santa's not far away. Well, Johnny's coming home from the army. Yes, and Susie's coming home from school. And old Uncle Bill's a-coming up the hill with a gift for me and you. Oh, Christmas time is a-coming, Santa's not far away. here at home on Christmas Day. Yes, Christmas time is coming. Santa's not far away. Things are gonna be humming here at home on Christmas Day. Things are gonna be humming here at home on Christmas Day.
I'm going to change the style now because I want to play for you a track I came across the other day. It's entitled Quietly Falls the Snow, and it's from Joni Madden and Andy Kutik. This, as I say so often, friend, is haunting.
Quietly falls the snow. The lake lies still and mellow. Winter would shine, yes, it's done. Christmas is on its way. The hearts of children are warm. No thoughts of sorrow. Worry and strife are all gone. Christmas is on its way.
Stars up above.